Vegas Bad Boys Podcast presents Matt Michaels, People I Don't Hate.
Hey everybody, it's Matt Michaels here. I'm with Sin City Steve, and today we have on the phone with us a very, a fascinating figure to me, because she is an owner of a company. She's a promoter, and you don't see that a lot. And a pleasure to have with us Yvonne Sieber. How you doing, Yvonne?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Hot. We're doing hot.
Good.
Yeah, definitely. So let's just jump right in. I mean, so you are the founder and the owner and I guess everything behind Combat Pro Wrestling. What influenced you to get that promotion going and to currently run it?
Okay, so wrestling's always been a family thing for me. My grandma used to do a little restaurant in New York, and after all the big wrestlers had matches, they'd come there and, you know, she'd cook for them. So all growing up, wrestling was like the church channel in everyday people's homes. We had to sit down and watch wrestling like religiously every time it was on, because grandma looked at those as those were her boys. So I grew up in it, and then my dad loved the Portland scene, so he used to always take me down to Portland, and I got to meet some of the wrestlers when I was younger. And that was a lot of fun, and watching the way everything went from the fans to the crowd. It was really fun for me. So, you know, as I grew up, I watched it all the time on TV and went to all the shows and really enjoyed it. Well, one of my girlfriends went to a local show in Marysville. At the time, it was called TCW, and I was lazy and didn't want to go, and she kept trying to get me to go, and she's like, well, okay, I'm going to take pictures and let you know how it was, and then if it's fun, then you'll come next time. And so she told me a little bit about it, and we had gone to a TNA show that was here in Washington, and we were, you know, watching the show. I got to meet a few of the guys, and she told me that one of the guys that was working security was one of the wrestlers at TCW, the one that she was trying to get me to come see. And I was like, oh, well, when's the next show? Because, yeah, he needs to be in the ring. He's a big man. Yeah. So she got me to go. We went, we had a good time, and I met a bunch of wrestlers and, you know, got familiar with a bunch of them, became friends with a lot of them. I was married at the time, and the husband really wasn't into it, so that was my little, you know, my fun. He didn't kind of understand why I liked it so much, and I was tired of explaining it. So I was like, you know, here's me and my girlfriend's thing. So we started going to a lot of different local companies, and then I started kind of getting a bad taste in my mouth there, because there was a lot of drama and a lot of politics that, as a fan, I should have never been privy to. But because of the person I am, and people they kind of gravitate towards me and like to tell me all their secrets for some reason, I just don't understand. But so I started seeing some stuff that I was like, Well, then a friend of mine who was a wrestler at the time, he kind of got tired of all the politics and stuff, and he decided he wanted to try something new. So he came up with the concept of grappling and wrestling mix. And I kind of liked the idea. And with everything that was going on, I was like, okay, let's do this. So, you know, we did that, and we made that company first. And that company was a lot of fun and a lot of learning. But then that drama played out in that with me and him, because, you know, once a wrestler, you can't take that out of somebody. They're always a wrestler, no matter what. So he turned back into the wrestler instead of the businessman, and I just couldn't do that anymore. I was like, we created this to get away from all that. You just threw yourself back into it. So I kind of squashed that company, But in my head, I was like, I got into this because I wanted a change. I wanted to make a company that was fun for everybody, drama-free, politics left out, because there's too much of the buddy system in the business. So I was like, I'm not done. So me and my designer sat down and I said, listen, I'm not done. I didn't need him to do this. I wanted to do this, and I know I can. So we came up with the concept of CPW, Combat Pro Wrestling. And I still have my grappling as part of my wrestling events as well. So I still kept with what I helped create in with, and brought that in to the wrestling for something extra and something a little different for the fans to see. And it was a lot of fun and a lot of hard work, because not only, you know, am I a very outspoken female, which is if you've done any work, homework on me at all, that's something people will say. I speak my mind very, very much. I don't sugarcoat anything, because that's just the way I was brought up. I had some problems doing it because I'm female and people knew who I was from before and how vocal I can be. But it just made me fight harder. And then my fiance used to be a wrestler who, he's just backed me through all of it. You know, he's just like, you do what you want to do and I'm here to help you. I decided that, you know, for all the help that he had done and, you know, allowed me to do that, that I brought him into the company. We also brought in a friend of ours who's been in the business for a long time, and his name is Scott. His wrestling character is Fed. And the three of us have turned CPW into something that I am very proud of. The family friendly thing is, we stand by that. I mean, granted, a couple times a year we will do a, you know, adult hardcore, matches and stuff that'll be adult only, but we only do them a couple times a year just so we can let Scott have a fun at his, what he's very good at, which is hardcore. And the, you know, the fans love that too. So, you know, you gotta give them a little taste of everything, but, we run as a family run company. My wrestlers to me are not just workers. They're all family. I treat them like family. You know, if they ever need anything or, you know, have any complaints, my door is open, my phone's there. And, you know, that's, to me, that's the way the company should be run. It shouldn't be run off of, oh, you're friends with so-and-so, so you'll get a push. And, oh, you're great in the ring and all that, but because you're not in this clique, you just sit back and be a mid-carder and stuff. I give everybody the opportunity, and I love to find young, new green stars and help them create themselves. I think that is just one of the most, as being a mother, that is a great feeling to watch them grow and become something big and move on and, you know, do their dream. I've got a lot of up and comings that I just think are fantastic. And I know one of the guys should have, he kind of got passed up in Vegas, but you guys will all see him again.
Nice. That's awesome. That's really good to hear. I mean, you know, giving that exposure is really key. And you know, I really, something that you said really resonated with me. You know, you had mentioned going to see things in Portland. I mean, the Pacific Northwest region is known for being a hotbed for pro wrestling, going back to the days of Don Owens and you know, the fabled Portland territory. How does it feel to help to carry on that torch in the region?
It's actually great for me, because it's, since I grew up with it, and for a little while there, the scene around here was kind of looked at as a joke, because of some of the, you know, stuff that went on, or some of the smaller companies or what have you. So when a couple of us all decided, and I'm not the only company that's helped make it better, but it was something for me, kind of a proud moment, because now we're all a part of something again that's not necessarily, you know, they don't look at us as, oh, that's, they're all awesome, but we're starting to give us, I guess, a better better reputation around here of actually being serious about the sport and wanting it to grow and wanting it to thrive and to be something everybody can be proud of. And we're working towards that. I know with all the speak out movements and all that is helping clean house. And for me, as a woman, I think that's fabulous. Me personally, I've not had that issue in my locker room, and maybe that's because I'm a female and I'm very outspoken and I'm not afraid to call shit when I see it. and I'll do it right then and there. I don't care. And everybody that knows me knows that's how I operate. So I just like the environment that we've created. And since others are now trying to, you know, finally follow suit, it kind of feels good that we can help preserve what so many worked so hard to do around this area prior. I want it to continue. So, you know, my kids in the future have the same thing that I had when I was a kid. Because wrestling is an escape for a lot of people. It's, you know, that time away from real life that you can just enjoy, let your hair down, act the fool if you want, and, you know, just have a good time. And I want it to be that again. And I want it to, you know, I want my kids to be able to do it, because one of my kids, my 9-year-old, I have no doubt that he will be in the wrestling business in under some capacity because he loves it so. Now, my older one, yeah, he'd rather be in the back, you know, handling music and that kind of stuff because he don't like to be seen, but I want that to be there for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense. You know, you said it's like being a mother. So I'm going to throw out that very controversial question of who's your favorite kid in combat pro wrestling and who's your the black sheep of the family, shall we say?
Oh, that's a hard one. But I have to be honest, because my favorite has been with me for about 10 years. So my favorite is CJ Edwards. He is one of the best around here, in my opinion, for like high flying and all out entertainment and all that. So I'd have to say CJ. My runner up would probably be like my cruiserweight right now, which is Chris Brady. Because he's extremely entertaining. My least favorite, I would probably have to say it's on my other half, Team Jeff's side. And that would probably be Kevin Mathis, because he's Jeff Duke's a dirtbag, so he'd probably be my least favorite right now.
And, you know, In running shows and trying to keep an environment that is drama-free, you know, like you were saying, what have you found has been the most the biggest obstacle in getting wrestlers to buy into a team mentality? Because you don't see a lot of locker rooms as a team. You see a lot of locker rooms as I'm trying to get my piece and that's it. You know, what has been the biggest hurdles in creating that environment?
Well, for a while, I would say it was some of the younger guys coming in, and don't get me wrong, they are my favorite. Because they're still young. They haven't been tainted to the politics and all the drama. So I really enjoy the young ones in some sense. But at the same time, because they're young, they come with a little bit of childish stuff too. But sometimes it's with the young guys and some of the older vets that are a little bit, I think a little jilted of some of the stuff they've been through in the business, that they kind of jump real quick to be hard on the young ones. And I'm always the one that's there like, no, because you remember when you were in this person's spot, who helped you. Because this is what it is. Because you've earned it. You've earned your spot. They're not taking anything away from you. But you vets are just that. You're vets. So some of you are getting ready to transfer, you know, into different life. And without you guys giving the younger guys your input and your guidance, you're not going to help the business continue.
Right.
So you've got to remember when you were first coming into the business, that you had somebody there to help you. You turn around and do the same thing, makes the business thrive. And then you also can say that you had a hand in helping it continue.
Yeah.
And teaching it properly. Because that's my biggest problem with vets always talking about, oh, well, they're not trained and they don't do this right and they don't do that right. But you guys won't help them when they come and ask you.
Right.
So be that leader. And lead them, especially the ones that are, you know, going above and beyond, trying to learn it better, trying to, you know, learn their skills better, learn how to entertain better, learn how to, you know, you can bump all day, but if you can't sell it and you can't make people believe it, it don't matter how good you can work.
Right.
You got to have all of it. And you need everybody to make that happen. Because the shows aren't about, oh, I'm number one. No, dude, because if it was just you, all these asses wouldn't be in the seat.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have this. It's the whole team that makes you look good, makes the company look good, makes each other look good. This isn't an I thing. This is a team thing. All the way down to the cameramen and the people who do our music. When you guys all get that straight in your head, all these companies will run and all these shows would run so much better. So much better.
You know, that is so true. I mean, having a camaraderie with not just the locker room, but everybody involved in the project means so much. And, you know, as I was doing some research, one thing that really stood out to me that is an extension of that would be, I read that for a long time now, you've run your shows on a recommended donation business model, which in today's climate is fascinating. How did that come about?
Well, when it actually came about in my original company, we were trying to get the normal license. And unfortunately in Washington, the license at that particular time was even harder than it is now. Now it's a little bit easier, but not much. They still don't understand the difference between like wrestling and UFC and all that stuff.
Mm.
It's still the laws here are still a lot harder to actually become a licensed company. So we did some research and they're like, you know, well, one way that, and you know, it's kind of shitty to say, but it's kind of a loophole to not get in trouble with the state is if you do everything by donation. And I was like, well, let's try it and see what, you know, do. And then we can, you know, eventually work up to getting the full license, which that's what me and my new partner, Scott, is trying to do. We're actually going to do the process. It's just still all the red tape and all the things we got to jump through. But we tried the donation thing. And, you know, it's at first I didn't think it was going to be a good idea because, you know, people love to go to events, but if you say it's a donation, they're like, oh, we don't have to do that, but we'll go.
Right.
It was very surprising and a very nice surprise because me personally, if I go to a show that's run by donations, I'm always putting in, I don't care. You know, you guys are taking the time to do it. You're putting in your own money, your own time. So absolutely, I'm going to donate. I'm going to buy it, whatever you got to sell. You know, my kids will get whatever, you know. So I was like, well, maybe people are like me. Let's try it. And I was pleasantly surprised that at every show I have put on, even with the old company, almost everybody that walks through that door donates. They don't have to.
Oh, wow.
They know it's not forced. And I've had them come tell me that they enjoy the show. They enjoy that they can bring their family there. So to them, it's worth them donating. They said, why not? If I go to we go to the WWE shows and stuff and pay, you know, anywhere from $50 to $200 for seats, of course we can donate to come see a great little family-friendly show that's local, you know.
Yeah.
So it's worked. It's worked, and I've people have, you know, surprised me, and I was, and it worked. So that's how we've been doing it. And I've been running for about 4 years now doing it. So it's working.
What has the current mood of the country in terms of all the protesting, the riots, the police, you know, there's crazy stuff going on up in the Northwest. And then the pandemic, of course. How has this overall affected the ability to keep the company together during a, you know, essentially a shutdown?
It's been a, I guess for us personally, we haven't had too much. I mean, it's messed up right now. Don't get me wrong. It's up here. It is a hot mess. I won't even try and say any different. It's a hot mess, and it's extremely sad to see where the world is right now. But for our company, I'm because we're such a family, I guess there hasn't been like a divide that I've seen in, unfortunately, I've seen in other companies and other people's views and stuff. I'm very proud of my locker room, that everybody is pretty much keeping their head up. I mean, I know some of them it's getting a little hard because, you know, the wrestling is their sanity, and some of them being stuck at home a little too long is, like a lot of them are growing their hair out like real long right now. And it's like, crazy. I'm like, what are y'all doing? No. Okay. No. Some wives start cutting hairs when they're sleeping, like mine, doing the same thing, started this crazy nonsense because they don't have enough outlets right now. It's kind of crazy, but most of us are holding it together. It's harder in certain areas. Like right now, Portland's having a lot of trouble, and I feel for a lot of my family and my workers that are down there that are trying to live it and do it peacefully. And it's just sad right now where the world's at, but hopefully everything can, you know, come together and this pandemic can then get this shit handled, because this is getting too much on that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and, you know, you mentioned adapting, responding, all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's really, really crucial. And especially in the world of independent pro wrestling, I mean, we're starting to see, you know, certain groups being more creative with show presentation and things of that nature. How do you see CPW responding to a post-COVID world?
I actually see us thriving, because we have a lot of good ideas and stuff that's going to be playing out, and got some stuff in the works for CPW when it comes back. And we just want, when this is all said and done and everybody's ready for it, everybody's ready for life to go back to somewhat of a normal. It's never going to be fully normal. We already know this because of where we're at right now. But for us to get back to some kind of normalcy, we're ready. And I think the public's ready. I think the fans are ready. I think people are just ready to be able to enjoy themselves again and not feel like everything they say or everything they do or don't do is, you know, people are looking at them. Are you this? Are you that? Or, you know, just for people to kind of let go a little bit and just breathe and have a good time. I think everybody's ready for that.
Do you see the idea that you do family oriented storylines and make events, you know, just as fun for a kid or a grandpa, you know, do you think that particular niche will be something that will help, you know, let's say as the drive-ins have started to make a comeback here, that's kind of like an old, you know, kind of idea from the past. Do you think that having family friendly entertainment is something that will kind of surface back and kind of help eliminate the thought of, you know, all this, you know, crazy shit that's been going on for this past year?
I do, actually, because it'll give families an opportunity to actually do something together and enjoy outside of the house. And they can, you know, have their, like at my house when we watch wrestling on TV, some of the kids like, you know, certain ones that I'm like, oh my God, you like that one? What's wrong with you? And we can bicker back and forth and have a good time with it. So I think it'll help families kind of keep that family that was kind of forced on them due to the quarantine and stuff to become fun and not be like, in a sense, a punishment for everybody involved. Because like right now, the kids are looking at it, it's more of a punishment now. Yeah. You know, at first when it was, oh, we don't have to go to school and we get to do it online and get to stay home and watch YouTube and, you know, play video games. Oh, that's great. Well, now look, 4 months in and they're like, oh my God, I hate you. Can we go outside? Can we go to a friend's house? You know, can we do something? Because I don't want to look at you anymore. I want to look at other people. So, you know, I think it'll help keep the family doing stuff together, but still can have that differences and still be fun with it, you know? Yeah. If that makes sense?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. It also makes sense that, you know, at the beginning you're just a parent and months on in you're now the prison warden. So it, you know,
yeah,
I mean, you got to bring that balance back a little bit where it's, you know, not totally negative looked at. What is, for people who want to learn more about the company, to look at YouTube and stuff, where can they find you guys on social media?
So there's the CPW Combat Pro Facebook. There's CPW Pro Wrestling on Twitter, Instagram. Unfortunately, our YouTube was being handled by somebody who's no longer part of the company. So when we get back up and running, I have a new video and editor coming on as part of the team. So he will be taking over that part of it. So right now the YouTube channel is not, I don't believe it's active. I think there are some still up on there, but it's not active because he no longer is part of the company. But that will be up and running once this pandemic's over and the new person steps in and gets his, you know, gets his feet wet. He will be doing all of that, and we will update everybody on the new one when it comes about. And if anybody ever has questions, they can leave questions on the CPW page or my personal page, which is Yvonne Sieber on Facebook. A lot of the workers and fans hit me up on that page too, because they know, you know, hey, she's the owner, she'll answer questions. So there's a lot of, we have a lot out there. Also, our ring announcer, which is Turnbuckle Turmoil, he does a lot of stuff and he'll answer questions too. And so there's a lot of different outlets for people to contact CPW.
Excellent. And I think that, you know, having that interactive ability and, you know, just running something that is so family-based is very, you know, important at this point. And I'm just so glad that we get a chance to talk to you and hopefully get people putting some eyes on what you guys are doing. And it's been a pleasure to have you on, and I'm so glad we finally got to sit down and talk.
Yes, me too. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for reaching out to have me on here. It was my pleasure.
Excellent. And
that was great.
Everyone listening, again, you know, check them out. Please support them, especially in this time. And thank you, Yvonne. And everyone, have a great rest of your week. And we will talk to you later.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting.